It's the first ever Somali-Canadian narrative feature film, and it was all shot in Toronto. A Tribe Called Love is Mohammed Ahmed's first feature-length film. It's the story of, well, forbidden teenage love. I mean, think Romeo and Juliet. The world premiere is happening tonight at Real World Film Festival in Toronto. It's already sold out. Director Mohammed Ahmed dropped by the studio to explain why it has so much buzz in the community.
Good morning.
So tell me more about the story that A Tribe Called Love tells here. Because I've given, you know, a few hints here that it's a love story and there may be Romeo and Juliet essence to it. But tell us a bit more about the details.
Yeah, so this story is it's Romeo and Juliet crossed star-crossed lovers based in a Toronto neighborhood with Toronto flavor. If you can imagine, Do the Right Thing meets Romeo and Juliet. You know, that's the perfect vibe that this movie implements.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Language in this film. Is it all English or is there like Somali slang that makes it in or different dialects at all? Or is it mainly English?
No. So the movie is mainly English, but it's the English of a diaspora world.
Yeah.
So the elders in the movie, the older characters, speak only Somali.
Okay.
So the parents only speak Somali in my movie, and the kids speak English, because that's how kids are nowadays, right? That's how we are diasporas, right?
Yeah.
We speak to our parents in our native language, and we speak English to ourselves.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I mean, if you didn't have that switchover from the kids in the film, right away, people from your community would look at it and be like, that's not how we live.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Very
exactly.
Cool. So you've got this Romeo and Juliet style mashup with Do the Right Thing story being told here. Who are the star-crossed lovers in this story?
So the star-crossed lovers are Romeo's Farah and our Juliet is Halima.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those of us who read Romeo and Juliet in high school, you remember that they were from two families that were kind of feuding.
That's right.
And they
that's
weren't supposed
right.
to be together. How does that happen in your story?
So it was in high school when I read Romeo and Juliet, and that's when I correlated the connection of the story of Romeo and Juliet to my own background being Somali, and the tribal divisions that we have in my own community.
Okay.
There's four big tribes, right? We have a 4.5 system, so there's four big tribes, and the smaller tribes they get the 0.5. That's how the country's been run since time.
For those who don't know, what are the four big tribes?
The four big tribes are Ishaq, Darod, Hawiya, and Majerten.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, even families don't cross those lines. Is it not common to for marriage between tribes or that sort of thing?
Depending on where you are in the world, like back home, yes, there's definitely some lines that you can't cross.
Okay.
But being a diaspora, it's watered down.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's
okay.
Watered down.
Yeah.
It's not as impactful as it is here, but there's still some sense of it. If you go to some cities in the United States, you will definitely sense that division.
In what way? Like, do you see it in just in daily interactions, or is it a familial thing?
It's like segregation.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like in certain areas, you're only can visit this coffee shop,
really,
and not that coffee shop,
okay?
Because this coffee shop is owned by a tribesman, you know,
okay.
Compared to this one.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Gotcha. So I can see how that connects to the story of Romeo
yes.
and Juliet. Now, in your case, I think about, you know, wanting to tell this sort of story set in Toronto. The casting for this it seems like it must have been challenging because you want to be authentic and you need to kind of carry out the messaging around the divisions that exist there.
That's correct.
So tell me a bit more about the casting.
Casting was the biggest hurdle that we had to overcome in the sense that in order to tell the story, we need the Somali actors. We need the people that we're telling the story of. And in my community, there's no actors. There's no form of media or entertainment or anything like that. So it was a barrier that we had to break down and go to the community where we were gonna shoot in and approach those people and just tell our side and pitch our side and be like, this is the story that we're doing. This is gonna be good for the community. This is going to be good for overall for all of us.
It's an interesting thing as you describe it there, because I think of other African communities when it comes to media. I'm Nigerian in background, so I mean Nollywood is well known. So media is
huge.
A very big thing in Nigeria, South Africa as well. You look to Kenya and so forth. So, but as you're pointing out, in the Somali community, media is not as prevalent.
No, it's definitely not as prevalent at all. If you go back home, we have Nollywood movies and Bollywood movies that get translated into Somali.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
But Somali filmmakers are just started to make break barriers now. In the last couple of years, there have been more and more Somali filmmakers doing Somali films, Somali TV shows back home and stuff like that.
So I would imagine then you in your community not only need to connect with the youth, but need to win elders over as well.
You have to win the elders over.
How did you do that?
We went to them and we gave them the script. We pitched them the story. Because if you don't get the approval of the elders, then it's going to affect the people that will come and audition for it, right? You need to get that sort of green light from the elders of the community.
Okay, so once you got that green light, what was it like meeting these mainly new actors, right?
Yeah. We have about like 8-9 brand new actors in this film, people that would never probably be in this field and are now exploring the field, you know, are now members of ACTRA and thinking about auditioning for other stuff and getting representation. And that's what I wanted to do from the beginning, right? Open doors.
It must have been quite something to see changes in your cast as you went further and further into the shooting of this film.
Oh, yeah. The cast has bonded like nothing I've ever seen before. We've truly become our own tribe, We've truly become our own tribe, our own family, and people still hang out till this day. Yeah.
What does your family think of this movie? Have you shown family members this
year? I've shown family, and when I first showed them the screening of it, it was the first time, because obviously being a diaspora, being the oldest in the family, when I told my parents I wanted to be a filmmaker, first they were against it.
Okay.
Right. And then when I still went on the journey, they just didn't know. They didn't know what to expect. And then when I showed them the screening, they were like, oh, this is a movie. And I was like, what did you guys expect? I was doing the whole time. So for them to see it fruition on the screen, that it just solidified for them, like, yeah, we're proud of you. You know what I mean? Sticking to your dream, you know?
And it must have been a bit of a weight lifted as well, too, because I can imagine when making a story, when telling a story about your community, there must be a little bit of stress. Like, they'll call you out if it's inauthentic, right?
Oh, 100%, 100%. And from the clothing to from the actors to the music, everything in this movie had to be authentic. And I think we've accomplished that. Come on down, see the movie, judge it for yourself. But I think we've definitely accomplished that.
Now, I wonder what you want people to take away from this film. I think it's actually pretty upfront what you want your community to get from this film.
Yes.
Pride, a knowledge that this is what youth are doing, making films and working in media and telling your community stories. What are you hoping people who are not from the Somali community take away from this film?
What I want them to take away from it is just a glimpse into my community, right? And that my community is not as much different as their own community, right? It's a universal story of love, community, togetherness, and the divisionness that affects every community. And that's what the movie's about. So it's a universal story.
Now, I know you said you want people to come down and check it out, but your premiere is sold out, man.
That is correct, yes.
Where else can people see this film?
People will be able to see this film next year when it comes out on Cineplex. And it'll be on Crave and CBC Gem. So, yeah, everybody will have time to see this movie.
Very exciting. It's been great to hear about it. Thanks so much for this, Mohammed.
Thank you so much for having me.